How is the standard of care in negligence measured? The general standard of care in negligence is objective. The conduct required is often described as that of the reasonable man. The reason for this lies in the primary objective of the action in negligence. It is to compensate the injured party for the harm which he has suffered. The concern is not to analyse the defendant as an individual, which in any event could be extremely difficult. In Bligh and Birmingham Waterworks, 1856, Alderson B. described the standard of care of the reasonable man in this way. Negligence is the omission to do something which a reasonable man, guided upon those considerations which ordinarily regulate the conduct of human affairs, would do, or doing something which a prudent and reasonable man would not do. The reasonable man is not foolhardy, but nor is he excessively cautious. He is expected to learn from experience and is not excused by being slow-witted or having a poor memory. On the other hand, the law recognises that everyone makes mistakes. At this point, you should be aware of the Compensation Act 2006, which addresses the problem of the so-called compensation culture. The court is reminded that it may, but is not obliged to, take into account the wider impact of a decision it makes on standard of care. For example, finding that a local education authority has been negligent in respect of an accident on a school outing may lead to pressure from insurers and parents to curtail or abandon such outings in the future. What might be the educational implications of taking such a drastic step in order to avoid risk?